Employees of the Czech Republic's national television service have been occupying studios for over a month. Journalists say right-wing politicians in the government are trying to influence news content. Earlier this month, 100,000 people gathered in Prague's main square to support the journalists, prompting the station's director general to resign soon after. But NPR's Guy Raz reports from Prague that what appeared a triumph of the free press may have been a triumph of the status quo.
If 100,000 Czechs come to Wenceslas Square, it must be for a righteous cause. On January 3rd, when citizens packed the square to rally for a free press, it wasn't difficult for most international observers to back them. President Václav Havel, the conscience of Europe, pop singer Peter Gabriel, and a host of European human rights groups rushed to the cause. A cause that was, according to Czech television journalist Michal Kubal, about
freedom of speech, freedom of press. Actually, it was about the basement of this democracy, because this is the last independent TV station in this country, and you know how big is the impact of TV.
The government committee that oversees the taxpayer-funded network appointed Jiří Hodač executive director last month. Employees protested the decision, claiming Hodač was a pawn of the Czech Republic's main center-right party, the Civic Democratic Forum. Hodač infuriated the newsroom when he appointed Jana Bobošíková news director. She had a reputation as a hard-hitting journalist, but also as a partisan of the Civic Democratic Forum. And on December 23rd, Bobošíková walked into the newsroom with a fistful of pink slips. Angry journalists occupied the newsroom and began their own broadcasts. Bobošíková says she simply wanted to repair the state of Czech TV news.
My v tuto chvíli nezbývá nic jiného, a věřte, že to nejsou velká slova, než se pokusit.
I had no other alternative. This newsroom was in shambles, and the only thing left for me to do was to create a news team that approached the news critically, more analytically.
By most accounts, Czech television news was appalling. Favorite politicians were given interview questions in advance, production standards were low, and many reporters were simply lazy. Critics also point out the staff lacks maturity. The average age of the newsroom is about 27. Jan Zahardiel is a member of parliament from the center-right Civic Democrats.
These teams responsible for political coverage are in fact bunches of young people who made a very quick career in the public TV immediately after they left the schools. So their life experience, their possibility to see things from some distance is very limited.
But when Jana Bobošíková attempted to make changes, none of the staff reporters accepted her authority. So she hastily collected a group of second-rate reporters and produced a third-rate newscast for several days.
Stále máme neděli 7. ledna roku 2001. Jsem ráda, že vás mohu přivítat u sledování událostí.
Her opponents dubbed it Bobo TV, and many Czech citizens were shocked to watch newscasts that were blatantly biased. There was little coverage of the crisis or the mass demonstrations. For 10 days, the news was read by a stern bleach blonde. She reminded Czechs of TV in the post-1968 period when the pro-Soviet Czech government imposed hardline communist policy. Jan Urban, a journalist and former dissident under communist rule, says those newscasts ignited the public.
We've been played fools for too long time by communists. And when we feel that the politicians are entering the space that is not theirs, we simply want to have a say, and that's what happened.
MP Jan Zahradil sees it another way. When rebel journalists reclaimed the airwaves from Bobošíková's news team, he says, they drew the public into an internal labor dispute.
They manipulated very skillfully the public. They were trying to build some feeling of connections between the revolution in 1989 and that situation, you know, pathetic rhetorics, very popular persons from culture and art sphere supporting them, all these public rallies, tears in eyes, burning candles and all that. It was so artificial, but unfortunately many people jumped on that type of propaganda.
Most observers concede an invitation to rally at the historic Wenceslas Square can easily attract a crowd. Martin Paluš is the Czech deputy foreign minister and a member of President Václav Havel's center-left party.
My common sense is definitely on the side of journalists, that they did what they did. But I'm not advising to anyone that from this moment on we are to live in a state of permanent revolution when everyone can not respect the rules of the game.
The rules of the game are about to change. Last week, the government reformed the committee that oversees the network. Future TV executives will be chosen by representatives from unions, religious organizations, and nonprofit groups, not political parties. But the journalists vow to keep their sleeping bags in the newsroom until Bobyshikova is fired. Guy Raz, NPR News, Prague.